Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 through 13, it says this, I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people, not at all meeting the sexually immoral of this world or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I'm writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother, if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed, or is an idolater, reviler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. We are to purge the evil person from among us. So the question on the table that we're discussing over the last several days is, why should we clean out sin from the church? And here's the answer. Because the church provides accountability for one another. The business of the church is not just to meet together. The business of the church is not just missions. The business of the church is to walk with one another in Christian love and fellowship, to carry one another's burdens and point one another to the reign and rule of Christ in our lives, to live in accountability to one another as we honor the Lord. And when we see a brother or sister who is defiant, without remorse, we must go to them. This doesn't mean that we become sin detectives following people around town, making sure that they don't go to this place or they don't go to that place. But it does mean that we show care and concern. And Paul has some difficult words for us at the end of this chapter. When a fellow brother or sister, a member of your church, is living in unrepentant sin, they're not willing to listen to brotherly counsel or the voice of the church, then we are not to associate with them. So let me clarify this. We are not to pretend like nothing is wrong. We're not to live in relationship to this person in any way that would give the impression of a close, intimate, affirming company. Not to associate with them in any way that implies acceptance. So how do we do this? Well, I think our first step is what Jesus says, that before we confront someone else's sin, we must purge the evil from within our own lives. Today when you pray, please pray for Tracy Miller and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Kurundi LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Burundi.